nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to beyond the shores, around this wonderful earth we call our home, Eden. Today we have a very, very special guest returning. We interviewed him in February, and we're going to continue some more. I would even like to go further and some more and some more and some more, if he's willing. Christopher Fulton, the author of The Inheritance, Poison Fruit of JFK's Assassination. If I was the dictator of the world, and a benevolent, kind dictator, I'd make sure that that book is read by every child in every school around this planet. To understand the depth and the breadth of evil that we have the audacity to call a government of, we the people. Then, of course, one of my other favorites, just for, you know, the long-term haul of evil, J. Edgar Hoover, The Man and the Secrets, to get into the long-term history from about the 1920s until shortly after his death, about the same type of affairs. So anyway, you know the routine. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going to take that long, slow drive through Dealey Plaza. And we're going to look the forces of evil dead in the eye and call them out and lay it on the line. Because the Republic is in the same condition it was back in 1963, in my opinion. There is a man who is just as hated as John Kennedy was. Loved by some, hated by others. And we are in a monolithic struggle for some type of restoration of the Republic, as it was intended to be. And the enemies of the Republic are united internationally and nationally to take on the president. I'm sure they would have loved to drive him through Dealey Plaza if they could get half the chance. But he's in a siege. And I never realized that so much until I saw pictures in the press about this NATO conference. And I read body language. I was a policeman once, and you got to look for that, you know, little bit of change in people's eyes and how they compose themselves or not when they're under interrogation. And what I saw frightened me. I saw the president looking to the ground, not making eye contact with that inglorious SOB Trudeau. And Trudeau staring him down with the evil eye. And they have their hands gripped together. And it's not a handshake, it's one of those power shakes where you're trying to crack the other guy's knuckles. So even though Trump's looking down, and he almost looks like he's defeated, and Trudeau looks like the gladiator coming out of combat with a severed head, Trump's still putting the squeeze on that hand. You can see Trudeau's fingers all folded up, that he's getting the better of the handshake. And we see that these enemies, and I call these quantum enemies, these internationalists, because we're in treaty with them. They have access through NATO, through NORAD, to be in our most secret and sacred places for the defense of the United States. And it just frightens me to tears that we have allies like that, especially in hindsight, when we look at the cemeteries filled with the best that America had to offer, buried in France primarily, in two unbelievably horrific wars, that these individuals would have the nerve to laugh behind the back of the President of the United States, the American people, and the nation. They should thank God that I'm not your president, because I'm not a native-born son. I'm a Canadian, so I can't be president. But if I was, NATO would be no more. I would pull out completely and totally. If you guys think that you can use us, abuse us, and knock us around while we pay the freight with our lives of our very children, and with the hard-earned money of our people, you got another thing coming. You don't want to cough up your 2%, Mr. Trudeau? Well, you pay the shot yourself. We're out of here. I would have given all NATO military representatives in the United States 24 to 48 hours to pack their kit and get out, or have U.S. Marshals escort you to the border. Just like that. The door is closed. All intelligence cut off. And I would love to be able to get all the troops home for Christmas and defend our own frontier, not yours. That you step up to the plate, you man up, and you do the stuff. Let Boris Johnson, Princess Anne, Macron, and Mr. Trudeau lead the troops in battle, should there ever be one. I don't think we'd see them for the dust that would be left behind as they ran away. President Trump is in trouble. He is in serious trouble, and I don't know if you pick it up or not. You know the news domestically about this impeachment, that they're circling the wagons here as well. So his enemies are on him. And after the Ukraine debacle, you know he can't help ask for help. John Kennedy was in the same way. He couldn't ask for help. There was no one to go to, at least not like officially. What he used is he used media stars, specifically Marilyn Monroe. She was an agent for Kennedy called Masha to get information in and out of the White House to get to the Russians to try to stop a world war. The cover story was she's his lover. And everybody kind of turned their backs and snicker and laugh, and she'd do her duty. And that's primarily the main reason they killed her. She knew too much because she was carrying all these messages. And anyone who does anything for we the people, the real government, faces the same fate, including our guest, as he was basically thrown into the most horrific of prison systems, the American prison system, tortured, abused. He reports on people being murdered, killed, people who knew. They knew about 9/11 before 9/11 happened, a lot of these prisoners. Of course, people in government said they didn't know. But they locked them up. You're political prisoners. You're locked up forever until it's over or you're dead. Donald Trump had words for Mr. Trudeau. He called him two-faced. That is probably one of the biggest understatements I've ever heard. He wasn't two-faced. I'd call him a sanctimonious piece of, and I'll use the German word, Scheiß. A festering, gangrenous pustule is what he is when it comes to freedom. He's one of the greatest method actors you'll ever find. Make no mistake about that. Brilliant actor. He can lie like there's no tomorrow. But what President Trump needs, he needs something under his Christmas tree. He needs Santa to bring him a WikiLeaks dump on his enemies, foreign and domestic, to grace the pages, the front pages, but unfortunately they're under all control, but even to grace internet pages, to show their dirty deeds. Mr. Trudeau presents himself as some kind of savior for females. But before the election, during the election, he negotiated a $2.5 million non-disclosure agreement with a woman who was probably underage at this infamous school he was at, which was only 13 or 17 miles away from a serial killer's pig farm known as the Pictons, where they actually had an open bar that people went to. And the RCMP destroyed all the records of who attended that bar, instead of pursuing further murder charges, which is, I wonder who went there. That was the hottest night ticket in town. And if his name was Trudeau, I wouldn't be entirely surprised. So it's beyond two-faced, way beyond two-faced. We had our anniversary, 30-year anniversary of what's called the Montreal Massacre, our first and pretty much only major school shooting here in Canada. They make great political hay out of that to disarm us. The École Polytechnique massacre, 14 women shot to death by some deluded gunman named Mark Lapine with a Mini 14 rifle. So we have to wage war on all legal gun owners. We have to wage war on a piece of steel and wood, an inanimate object. And then we don't hear anything about who Mark Lapine was. Mark Lapine was a Canadian soldier. He was dismissed from the military for psychiatric reasons. We had gun control in Canada back then, 30 years ago. You had to have a license, and the police had to do a background check. How does a guy with mental problems, kicked out of the military, get a gun license? I think we know the answer to that question. He's being used as a tool for political change. John Kennedy spoke about things like that as well. And they used his shooting and his brother's shooting to bring on more gun control, when in reality it was the state that killed him. And they were given more power, and the people, we the people, were given less and less and less and less. And some of us were dumb enough to fall for it. And they're doing that here, too. They want to bring out their list of banned guns, semi-automatic firearms. Our state Reich minister, former Toronto chief of police, Bill Blair, is supposed to have this list and present this list. I'd like to see another list, if there's dumpers out there. I'd like to see the list of where the offshore money goes. That's what I'd like to see. You show me your list, and I'll show you this list, and we'll compare and wonder why you want those guns so bad. John Kennedy talked about that, too. He didn't want a new world order. He was going to stand up to it. Another president says that, too, and he's on the cutting edge. And you get this other festering sore, Pelosi, who probably, in a few short words, you could sum up as the greatest political speech in American history about the impeachment. Burn him! He's a witch! I don't think so. The same people that killed Kennedy in that coup control the government, control the evidence, prevent we the people from ever being free in our own countries, all countries. When that went down, that pretty much destroyed everything, everywhere in the world, that something controlled all governments and forced them to their knees and decided who gets killed, who doesn't get killed, and how we're enslaved. And we have no idea what that power is or what that war is, even though we're casualties in it. And if we haven't been yet, we will be soon. Daniel spoke about the shot heard round the world last week. And there was another shot heard around the world. They called the one at Sarajevo, which was another false flag thing to start a war. And then there was the one in a lot of our lifetimes, or not that far away from our lifetimes, the shot heard around the world in Dallas. That one was fired by a deadly enemy to completely undo the other shot heard around the world, the one at Concord. The ironic thing about the shot heard around the world is it has no effect unless someone actually fires it. So I guess in the great scorecard of the Republic, it's 1-1. One for the good guys and one for the bad guys. Although the bad guys have fired far more. They killed Robert, Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, anybody who got in the way. And it's just been an overpowering death machine. And there's so many shots that they're not even heard around the world anymore. In fact, sometimes the deluded even ask for more shots to be fired at people that don't go with the flow of this evil empire and creation. And hopefully the Power Hour is going to be God's platform to change that. I did a show once a long time ago that was completely lost. They didn't even have a studio copy. It was called The War of the Restoration of the Republic. It's a terrible shame, really. Even if I had a hard copy somewhere, I could upload it again. But that's the war we face. What we got. No one gives you freedom. No one. It's never a gift from a benevolent king. Freedom is a trophy. A trophy from the victors who take it from whatever despotic elites they have to take it from. And they will do anything and everything. Lie, cheat, steal, kill to get it back, so that they can have dominion again, the way they did before. That's the great battle. We hear that there may be problems with podcasts. So part of it is, like, if you were mining for gold and with the first swing of the hammer you didn't get any, you'd probably swing it again. So swing it again. There's all kinds of avenues to listen to the Power Hour, and we're recommending Power OurNation.com schedule page. That's what I use all the time, really. I found it to be the most effective, and that's where I get my podcasts from. And so I never really noticed that there were issues with the other ones, but that's your backup plan, so back yourself up. Fired Canadian bank employee who says he was denied a promotion because he is straight wins his right to appeal. And I think a lot of people who are in on the news know that this was coming around, that the world has changed, and anyone who doesn't meet the proper, you know, definitions of what anything is ushered out the back door either can't be employed or is underemployed or booted out because you don't have a politically correct designation attached to your name. So we are not equal under the law or anything. Unregulated experiment on children for gender. That one really got me upset. Where people who work in this thing were getting three-year-olds to change. You have no idea what you are at 3 years old. A lot of us can't even remember what we were at 3 years old. And the fact that you would mutilate people's bodies and put dangerous chemicals in them to satisfy whatever bloodlust a parent or what appears to be a government wishes, because this just came out of the blue somehow, this gender stuff. Just magically, whatever this global power is, said, I have the power to turn men into women and women into men, and you can't stop me, because I have that power. And our duly elected governments allowed that power to be deployed on us all over the world, that we can't even speak out about it. Oxen and horses put back to work in Cuba. Well, still see a lot of horses in farm country around my place, but obviously they're under a lot of pressure. But I guess that's the green solution to a degree. One of my big things as a counter-revolutionary comedian would be to take all these greenies and take them back in time to the days before we had these, horrible carbon-creating engines, and let them walk through the streets. Because if you muck raked a barn, you know what the street looks like. It'd be everywhere. Be up to your knees in it in places. Imagine how many mules, oxen, and horses would have to be required to feed a big city, and what was left behind that you'd have to clean up. And smell that in every day and just go, green. No, actually, it's brown. But I'd like to take them back to that place. And the people back then, even though they had horribly polluting engines, would just be so thankful that we had something. Plus, the horses didn't have to be worked to death or abused the way they were in the past. You can whip your car, it's not going to do much to it. Just take it to the scrapyard. You whip the horse, it suffers, it's in pain, it's a beautiful animal. One of the greatest ones God gave us, next to dogs, really. High-level nuclear defector from North Korea warns Trump on Kim Nukes that they've been tricked. Well, it wouldn't surprise me that he's playing games. But the thing is with Mr. Kim, it's like you're walking into a special forces hand-to-hand training combat with a big mouth and an attitude. Humphrey Bogart had good sayings about things like that. Is, you know, something about, I'm going to slap your teeth out and kick you in the stomach for mumbling. Probably be way worse than that. But if you're looking for a fight, Mr. Kim, you come to the right place. Maybe that big yellow taxi song where North Korea's turned into a parking lot with glazed glass may come true for you. Hardly a victory. Election-weary Israel to face third vote in a year. Most of all, these votes are fixed, rigged. In a way, it should be done in public where you raise your hands and you can actually see and count them with yourself and the people that live around you, because everything is a cheat in these votes, and most of our elected governments, if not all of them, are cheaters. Harvey Weinstein reaches $25 million settlement with his accusers. Judiciary panel takes first step towards a vote. And I don't see any justice in this at all. It's a railroading. What they did to Christopher Fulton was a railroading, too, and it shouldn't happen to anyone, really. That you basically make up and frame charges to put someone away or to deprive them of office that really have no basis in fact, other than the fact that you hate somebody or you're trying to silence them or shut them up. It's a terrible state of affairs, and that's probably something Mr. Kennedy would have fixed had he lived. Nadler refuses to trust votes and take down Trump. Well, ironically, we can't trust a lot of the votes, but I do trust Trump. Because I can't see why a man at his age wouldn't just want to head off into the sunset and enjoy life. Doesn't really have anything to steal or to gain from being president. Except maybe a deep-seated belief and heartfelt passion to get us out of this New World Order crap. House passage of the $738 billion defense policy bill gives Trump a big win. Well, that's good. Especially if we get out of NATO. Eric Holder, once Obama's wingman, now calling for Barr, calling out Barr for loyalty to Trump. And our guest had some interesting comments about Eric Holder back in the glory days. Maybe you'll have them at the point of his tongue where we can ask him a little bit more. We do know Fast and Furious. So we have the devil calling out somebody for loyalty. It only makes sense. Of course, FBI spied on the Trump campaign. The FBI, the intelligence services, they spy on everybody. Everybody. There was an old book in the 50s, I Spy, You Spy, We All Spy. Everybody spies. You have absolutely no privacy on anything. You got your little new phone, you're in the bathroom, they can tell you what you ate for dinner and which hand you wiped your rear end with. That's how much they spy on you. Everyone. And it's all recorded and stowed away in the National Security Agency database. That's your freedom. U.S. offers to cancel December 15 tariffs on Chinese goods. Well, I'd like to see we kiss and make up somehow, but China is a despotic nation. And the fact that we turn a blind eye to despotic nations only gives them more power. And in time, power to use against us. And in time, more good Americans to bury in more fields, in more places in the world. Because for money, we won't stand up for principle. We'll take the money. Feds collect record taxes. Well, that's another thing, because they got Christopher on an IRS charges and someone wanted to put him away for like forever, 50 years or something like that, because he didn't withhold his income tax and a couple other things I don't understand because I'm not an American. But you should never be able to be put in jail for violations of this IRS tax codes, nonviolent crimes, which some of it could just be a reporting error, a glitch, a mistake, an error. No one should see the inside the Crowbar Hotel for that at all, period. And in fact, in a lot of ways, in a free country, one of the first things to get booted out would be the IRS, which is a private corporation in Puerto Rico, as I understand. Credit card debt, 10-year high. Sydney blanketed with smoke. Climate changers, maybe I'll get into a bit of that before we start the next segment. I'm George Florian, your guest host from Canada. We're here to restore the Republic. Christopher Fulton on the other side of the break. Thanks for coming out.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics?
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us for this segment is going to be Christopher Fulton. And, you know, when America assigns the historical privilege of being a hero of the Republic from the days of the Founding Fathers right through to the very end, whenever that will be, there are people that are the heroes of the Republic who have done everything and anything that they could possibly do. And a lot of it is, Christopher wasn't exactly, he was chosen by God, I guess, to carry this for us. But it's not like you expected it. It just comes out of the blue, and all of a sudden you're on the front lines in a great struggle, a great battle, that it's almost hard to form thoughts about what it is and how you're here and what your role is, because you have to discern that yourself. And when you get to this battle and you stand firm, in spite of the greatest adversities that you could ever imagine, like I said in my opening statement about Christopher's book, The Inheritance, it should be required reading of every student at high school level in the United States so that you understand the full depth and breadth of a force that controls the reins of power, that make King George look like a joke. In fact, you know, an easier way out may just be to apologize to the Queen and say, take us back, for what you have to face, done in your own country, in your own homeland, by your own people, or what should be your own people. Just, it's like I told Catherine when she sent me the news, I prayed, I cried, and I'm hopeful that what has happened can be corrected, and that with the power of we the people, that we can effect the proper change to win this war against the Republic, in what I call the War of the Restoration. And it's primarily an information and knowledge war, a war against propaganda, the likes of which I don't even know if they would have had the audacity to do things like this in Nazi Germany or Stalin's Russia or Mao's China that they pull on us today. I don't know if they'd have, like, you know, I didn't have time to do the Sydney fires and the climate change protests, but I'll just hit on that one because that was one of those raw points, too, where little Greta Thunberg becomes Times Person of the Year. Well, Adolf Hitler was Times Person of the Year, although it was Man of the Year, I think, way back then. So that doesn't necessarily mean that's something to look forward to. But when I was a child, it was a big story that you learned in your fairy tales. And it was, the sky is falling. And This is all they're spouting here, is the sky is falling, the sky is falling. You can't prove it or disprove it exactly, but every time I look up, it's still there. It's not falling, but I understand the significance of the wolf being along the path as the little birds walk along when he's got the salt and pepper shakers on his belt, that if they get all the powers that they want, if they get to have control over everything they want, using this as a ruse, and the environment was one of Hitler's greatest ploys. He loved that. I remember that from restoring an old show when I had to change media players. He loved the environment as a weapon. And it's unsheathed again. But I do remember some oddball stories from Australia. I remember one where two guys got caught text messaging, were arrested by the police for starting fires. And they did it in the open. So it probably doesn't have much to do with climate change. I remember another story where they caught a fireman just last week or something like that starting fires. Now we have these massive fires. Well, it has nothing to do with climate change. As I did jokingly, you know, some shows ago, I just said, that's all I understand it. To have a good fire is sometimes you just need a good match. And it has nothing to do with climate change. It's the evil, part of the evil that controls the world, and one has complete and total power over it. And if it isn't for men like Christopher Fulton standing up in front of adversities, like unless you were a POW in North Korea, Vietnam, or something like that, you have no idea what this man went through in the United States of America and to a lesser degree in Canada. Mind-boggling. And he wasn't alone. And we're going to get into some of those other people who knew things, which is something we didn't have time for before. And some of the secret laws that came along that I never heard of before either. But a long time ago, November 22nd, 1963, the President of the United States was taken into an ambush in Dealey Plaza. And pretty much everything that could be understood to be evidence was confiscated by the American government, agents of the American government, sequestered, and at best for their philosophies, destroyed. But the beautiful thing about criminals sometimes is they're so bold they forget things or they make a mistake. And they made a mistake. And by some twist of fate, Christopher got the most important piece of evidence that they missed and was able to reveal it to the world. And unfortunately, to John Kennedy's son, John Jr., and he paid the most terrible of prices for that, too, as another martyr for the Republic. Christopher, welcome aboard. That's all I can
Thank
say
you.
Is America owes you a great debt, and the world owes you a great debt. And I'm so glad that you got that IBM typewriter, and you realized the power of the words, and you used your words effectively and properly, and put them out before people to give us a fighting chance to correct what was wrong. And for that, we salute you. We can't give you medals, but I know God must shine a light on you in many, many ways, in spite of the great burdens you've had to carry. And, you know, they brought tears to my eyes, honest to God, they did. And when you wrote your book, you talked about how you got flushed and sometimes you went pale. I went like that reading it. You know, it's almost like I got heart palpitations. I got to sit down for a minute, catch my breath, and such like that. So tell us how it all got started for you a little bit, and we'll start getting on the road here.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for such generous and kind words. I'm not used to that. Generally, when I'm interviewed or this type of thing, I am facing opposition to even be to have this discussed. So having you being so open about what you're talking about to your listeners is very uplifting for me. And I appreciate, like I say, I like to say I appreciate your concern. But the concern really isn't about us as individuals, you and I, but it's about the whole world that we're talking about and the how we're going to perpetuate ourselves as humanity going forward. President Kennedy was very concerned about reforming the United States government because he realized it was such a neglected, outdated system. And this was 1962-63. And his plans were to revamp the United States government in a way that would benefit the world and take us on a path of peace. Of course, that was met with extreme opposition, to the point where it was best to take him out as a national security risk and have him assassinated in Dallas. Now, we have been battling this same problem and are continuing to do so to this very day. And it doesn't matter whether people are seeing that what's being exposed in the White House through Watergate, or they're seeing something they haven't seen before in 9/11, or you have a disintegration of buildings happening right before your eyes, which advanced technology. These are world-changing events, and they're done for purpose, and they're done to keep this ball rolling and perpetuate this great need for lust and power and greed that these individuals in power have perpetrated and continue to perpetrate. Meanwhile, the rest of us are sitting back with these great gaping wounds, not understanding what's happening in our world, not understanding what's happening to us as individuals, that we're being stripped of our God-given abilities to have freedom and justice. And I know that people feel this in their hearts and bones. Now, if somebody's put to the wall and they are forced into a corner, as I was, then you have to make a choice. And that choice is, are you going to decide to lay down, possibly add to this problem and become part of the problem and bend over and do their will? Or are you going to die in this process, possibly? Or are you going to stand, regardless, in the light? And I made the choice to stand in the light, whatever that cost may be. God willing, I was able to survive this and come out on the other side. But I was incredibly shook up by this experience. And it took me 20 years to come to terms with it. I wish somebody asked me in Los Angeles, they said, well, why didn't you write this book sooner? Why didn't you do this sooner? I said, well, honestly, answer that question. I was a coward. We all have great fears and things that we have to go deep inside ourselves and figure these things out. I didn't want to die in a prison cell alone and not have any love at the end of my life. And I was very, very fortunate. I asked God to please get me through this. And if he did, that I would have children, which I have. And I've been very, very lucky to do that. I'm working on that as we speak. My wife's about due for a baby. And again, my third child in February.
Oh, fantastic.
So, to answer your question, you strike me as an individual that cares deeply, as I do, about what's going on in the world and how that's going to how we're going to survive this, because we are at a war of our very survival for our humanity, and most people have not caught up to this idea yet. And 20 years ago, if I had talked about my experiences, I probably wouldn't even got out the gate. Nobody would have paid any attention at all. They would have shut me down immediately. I'm fortunate enough, I guess, in that respect, that I could write this book and get it out now, because the world has advanced. The people of the world have advanced to the point where they have seen a lot of this through this mass media or internet, that people are speaking about this. And it's becoming a consensus that people are understanding that there's great wrongs being done, perpetrated in our name, which we did not agree to in any capacity. And we are being betrayed as we speak. This great idea that a magician or an illusionist uses these capacities to look at this situation but not look over here. So when you're seeing this great divide in the United States and around the world with this Trump situation and this great impeachment hearings and all this all high and mighty thing with the seal of the United States, which I went through the same sort of pompous ridiculousness, It's nothing more than a diversion to keep you and the American people and the people of the world from concentrating on the real problems, the real issues, and how to address those issues. And so they continue to hold on to this old adage that President Kennedy wanted to do away with, which is this great perpetuation of power through war, through manipulation of drugs, and so on and so on. It goes on and on.
Well, when I hear Kennedy's speeches, when I look at his words, I have to be humbled that there was a man like that elected to office. When he talked about that monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, tell me this isn't the world today. Tell me we didn't lose a great battle in a terrible war. Tell me the enemy isn't the masters of our destiny today. And I cannot say that we are free in any way, shape, or form until we right this wrong. There was a saying, you know, the shot heard round the world at Concord. Sarajevo was brought up as another one. But there was the other shot, the one fired in Dealey Plaza, plethora of shots fired in Dealey Plaza at John Kennedy. A man who knew, he even spoke about a man with a rifle changing destiny at his breakfast speech. He knew he was walking into an ambush. He dressed his wife in pink to protect her. And he still went there.
That's right.
And he still faced those bullets, knowing full well that they're going to most likely kill him. You talk about courage of a president. I look at the rest of them as like sniveling weasels, that at the first sign of trouble, they would just run so fast you'd never see them for the dust. And there's John Kennedy walking into this trap and having that courage. And it just, and his son too, to come back and know the Kennedy curse really for politics, to stand firm and say, I'm going to open this wound and I'm going to heal America and I'm going to write these things. But instead of the overt attack, they do the covert attack. The plane crash was always one of their master strokes. And that, you know, being old enough to remember the picture of him as a young child, not that I was much older, but saluting his father as his funeral is carried on, and to know that this beautiful ray of hope, the sunshine, is destroyed by this evil power, primarily because he got control of this piece of evidence that you had, the watch. And
well, the what you speak about is one of the things that strikes me when I was looking at the hidden history of the United States through the 33rd president. I was looking at all of the raw materials that came out of the White House. And it's amazing what, when I was reading Jackie Kennedy's wills and I was reading personal papers and correspondence and so forth, and of course I've had the Oval Office recordings in my possession for 20 plus years. But the idea that the president was very aware, he was somewhat of an enigma. You know, if one of the brothers fell, the next one picks up the slack. And of course, President Kennedy had faced death many times. He wasn't even expected to live through his first term. But his health was greatly improving. He was going to win the 64 election. And he was going to pull our advisors, our CIA personnel, who that's what they were, out of Vietnam and stop that. And he was very, very aware, and so was Jackie Kennedy, that he was the one person to turn the tide on this. If not him, who? Bobby Kennedy was there behind him to back him up, to protect his brother. The Secret Service was about to be pulled off of John Kennedy very shortly. Bobby Kennedy was ensuring that the president was going to have extra protection, which is exactly the sort of idea that Trump has come up with. Because you can't trust the systems that are in place. You can't play an honest game of cards when everybody else is cheating. So the fact that his brother had died weighed so heavily on Bobby Kennedy that he had cleared Dallas with his brother to go. He was furious, obviously, and he was also trapped. That whole scenario that took place publicly like that, the whole reason for that, there's purpose for that. The reason that you see a film that was put out, you know, that exists, and these witnesses to this public assassination, that was done to checkmate Bobby Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy could not move on the board. This public assassination of Oswald, that was also done for purpose, filmed that way as it took place. So all of these things are done in ways that checkmate other situations. And nothing in politics is done by chance. Power is not done by chance. These people are calculating individuals. And again, John Kennedy was very aware of the danger that was imposed upon him and took it upon himself, the responsibility upon himself, to help the world. And if it cost him his life, it cost him his life, and it did. And then, of course, Bobby Kennedy had to honor his brother and step up to run in 68, which cost him his life. And he was aware of that and made that aware to people around him that if he died, if he perished, that to keep these materials that for his brother's assassination and the truth of this secret from the world to preserve many, many things. One, it would preserve the integrity of the United States government. It would preserve the protection of his family. And it would keep us out of a possible exchange with Russia, a war, which is what Pentagon desperately wanted to happen while the missile gap was heavily in our favor. They expected the war to happen. They needed to take Russia out first and China at the same time. And the Kennedy brothers thought this was insane, that this was not the way that this should be addressed, that this should go, you go to the source on this, and you would resolve this for the humanity of the world, of who we were, who we were supposed to be, not this death machine perpetuation that we were taking on after World War II. And Eisenhower was really fed this, hook, line, and sinker, perpetuated this, and realized at the end of his presidency, after he'd been betrayed by the CIA, when he was going to go, Eisenhower was going to be the great detente general and president. But that spy plane that was shot down, or that didn't shot down, but they say it was shot down, it actually wasn't. But the U-2 plane that went down over Russia with Gary Powers, that was set up by the CIA to fail and to eliminate that possibility. Eisenhower warned President Kennedy coming in, do anything you can to avert World War III. It's on the table. It's coming. That's what they want. And you, it's up to you. Now, this 43-year-old young man that stepped into this office, which they didn't expect to happen. It was supposed to be Richard Nixon. But his father had ensured that he got into the presidency, and this young man was placed with enormous responsibilities and all the power that the presidency held at that time, which was more, much more than you have now. We have been subverted ever since that assassination happened, and president after president has been manipulated and in such a ways that it's god awful how we've gone in this direction for so long. And now you have another president that's outside the beltway, so to speak, somebody that's coming there from New York, speaks his mind. I mean, you can like him or not like him, but the fact that he's unpredictable somewhat is driving these people out of their minds. He is not following the agenda the way they want it to be, and they find him to be dangerous, and so they're trying to do everything they can to make sure that every move he makes is being questioned and put through this process where they're demeaning him in every way they can, which is demeaning this country. It's demeaning the office, it's demeaning who we are as people if he was elected freely, if that's what you want us to believe. So who are we? What defines us? Who do we want to be in the world? And I can tell you this, President Kennedy did not believe that these politicians, if they were to be able to go the way it was going in succession, they wanted the brothers to come in back to back because they wanted to stop this, change this pattern, and resolve it.
One of the other things John was very big on warning us about, and I was always really big on my history of that era. There's certain times in history that just, you know, are your passion, and that era was one of them. Post-World War II, World War II, and such like that. One of the biggest mistakes we made in the West is with this Cold War illusion, is we took in a lot of our enemies, particularly the Nazis, and the Japanese to a great extent, too, to get their secret files on their weapons of mass destruction. We pardoned many of the war criminals to get their intelligence and actually turned them into intelligence agents. These ones like Reinhard Galen and the Galen Organization became like a de facto deniable CIA, and Galen ultimately became head of West German intelligence, ultimately, that they could do all kinds of covert actions in the good old-fashioned Nazi way. And that we use these people. I was even told by a Canadian military officer who I used to chum with that we gave 24-hour citizenship to former Nazis to come into the Canadian Army. So you came to Canada for 24 hours. We were really short in the Cold War era, I guess, as this stuff was coming on. So we brought in war criminals to take non-commissioned officer posts in the Canadian Army with absolutely no screening. You just come here, 24 hours, you're a citizen, here's your uniform, you're a non-commissioned officer in the Canadian Army because you got lots of experience. And you know, it's like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. And
the real history of the world is, it's always different and interesting than what people are painted to be, this painted history that takes place all the time for what we're supposed to understand.
This is the battle. What's written in so-called the official history, like the Warren Commission report or the 9/11 Commission report, which is basically something you can keep in the outhouse, is the truth of all the assembled lies to send to the next generation to keep them enslaved, and the real truth, things like you speak about, things like we speak about here on the Power Hour, disappear with time, unless something like the Nag Hammadi Gospels are discovered again and put in prominence. Anyway, we're coming up for a break. I'm George Freund, Christopher Fulton with us. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Bless you all for coming.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.